Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we were talking about the socialist mentality, and it's not just a socialist mentality, I don't think. It's just a control mentality. Socialists have it. Fascists have it, too. The mentality of, I know what's best for you, so I'm going to lobby to pass a law to control your behavior. Because you're just a little baby, and you just can't control yourself. You need a mommy government here.
That's right. It seems like you know, the socialists are probably the worst as far as the nanny state thing goes. You can't take care of yourself, that kind of thing. I would say conservatives are bad in that respect, too, because, well, you can't decide what to put in your body, and you can't decide with whom you want to, you know, spend the night with or whatever.
Sure. I mean, so we could go down the laundry list. But now there's someone who has got a vision for America. Her name is Sheryl Crow. You may know her from
her... She can sing, and that's really a benefit.
I think she's an all right singer.
If it wasn't for her singing, I don't think anyone would have
Pay
ever
attention.
Heard this.
No.
Because
it'd just be nobody.
This from People News. Songstress Sheryl Crow is calling for a limit on toilet paper. The green-minded singer Crow has said a ban on using too much toilet paper should be considered to help environment, according to the BBC.
Now, hold on just a second. Is she helping the environment because... of what the toilet
trees.
Paper does it poison the environment, or are we talking about you know, because you use trees to make toilet paper?
She doesn't actually say why she hates toilet paper, but she knows that using less will make everything else.
Well, it's good to know things like that. Just
I say
just
use
for
more.
Anybody who's listening that thinks for a second that using paper is bad, it's not. It's worse to recycle paper than to throw it away.
It's true.
It really is, because when you recycle paper, you have to, you know, you have this bleachy, sludgy crap in order to turn the paper into something usable after
right.
that. Now, I wouldn't say that there's certain types of recycling that work. You know, the cellulose, where they use that for insulation in homes and that kind of thing. It's just chopped up newspaper. That's great. Good use. But you're better off setting paper on fire.
If there's any reason to use less toilet paper, and actually, I was kidding when I said use more of it. I just meant in general, if you use more paper products, they'll plant more trees. It's just a fact.
Right.
I mean,
we eat potatoes every day, but then nobody's talking about there's going to be a potato shortage. Look, trees are simply a product. They're produce.
Right.
If people use them, people plant them. That's why they have tree farms.
If there's any reason to use less toilet paper, and we'll get back into the story here, but if there's any reason to use less, it's financial. It's economic. In that, for instance, I used to have a house with a septic tank, and you use more toilet paper, the tank fills up faster.
Yeah.
If you use more toilet paper in your daily life, you're going to get a higher sewer bill, because they charge, I think, where I come from, they charge six times as much for sewer as the incoming water.
Yes.
So the more stuff that you got flowing out through your pipes, the more you're going to get charged on your monthly bill. But it doesn't have anything to do with environmental issues. Like I said, the economy, the marketplace, businesses will plant more trees according to what's necessary.
You'd actually be doing good for people because you're giving the septic guy a job.
Yeah, that's true.
In an unheard-of celebrity tutorial on mindful, earth-friendly tips, Crow suggested using only one square per restroom visit, except, of course, for those pesky occasions where two or three may be required.
What kind of... Now we've got to be careful with this, guys, because the FCC doesn't like talk about defecation and that sort of thing. You have to be very clinical here. We can't be seen as pandering to the lowest common denominator by talking about bowel movements. Because, you know, for some reason that's funny. Anyway, so she's talking about one piece of
one
toilet paper
square.
Now,
the same
I don't know what
size of your hand.
Maybe is she trying to promote the myth that women have just sort of like women don't go number two? Is that like, I mean,
I just don't understand.
What sort
it.
Of dainty bowel movements does this woman have?
I don't know. I would be very upset if I was only allowed one square of toilet paper per
visit.
I'd
be crusty if I were only allowed one square of toilet paper.
I would take a lot more showers and therefore waste water.
Yeah.
How would you ever enforce it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe you'd have to have...
totally out of the question. I'm sorry.
Maybe there'd be a here's my idea for enforcement. Maybe she could mandate that toilet paper vending machines be installed in every public bathroom stall. That way you'd have to, you know, insert a quarter or something like that every time you wanted to get one sheet, and it wouldn't allow you to have more than one sheet in like a 5 minute sitting.
Well, I think that there's a good chance that people at that point would cease to use public bathrooms.
I think you're right.
Or bring their own toilet paper
with them.
That too. Crow completed a tour while traveling on a biodiesel-powered bus. She teamed up with environmental activist Lori David for the shows. I propose limitation be put on how many squares of toilet paper can be used in one sitting. I have spent the better part of this tour trying to come up with easy steps that we can all be a part of for the solution of global warming. Crow said.
I'm all for
that's going to stop the Earth from getting warm.
Easy steps and all that crap, but I got to say that this sounds more like the environmentalist feel-good nonsense.
Well, she understands that some people may be skeptical. Although my ideas are in the earliest stages of development,
put me in that
they
category.
Are in my mind, and they are worth investigating.
Sheryl Crow will fix all of our environmental problems.
Yeah, she is nuts.
You know, not only is she going to just go after toilet paper, she also wrote on her website a little thing about napkins.
Napkins, yeah.
Yeah, Crow has also commented on her website about how she thinks napkins are, quote, represent the height of wastefulness.
Yeah, wiping your face is the height of wastefulness.
Yep, and proposes a clothing line with a dining sleeve that acts as an ersatz napkin.
Nice.
What?
She wants you to wipe your face on your sleeve.
How do you take this seriously? I mean, Fred Phelps is one thing.
How can she take this seriously?
Yeah.
And she's actually going around promoting this to crowds of people.
I would love to see I'd love to have just a camera, just to walk around, a video camera, walk around the concert, just interviewing people. So, what do you think about Cheryl's idea? You know, try to act like you're kind of behind it and see what their response is.
Well, whatever it is, they think it's great if they're at her concert.
I don't know if that's true.
Come on.
Yeah, they might just like her music, Mark, and they might be just appalled at her crazy ideas.
They're not appalled at her crazy ideas.
Wouldn't you be?
If they went in the restroom at her concert and found only one sheet of toilet paper, I think they'd get appalled pretty quickly.
What do you say to that?
That's how you apply, that's how you get rid of the whole program. Let's try this.
What do you say to something like that besides, you're nuts, lady? You're crazy.
You could say, yuck.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not somebody who's I'm very far from Ms. Manners, okay? I am not Ms. Manners. I don't care about most of the old silly rules, like you have to have your fork on the left and the knife on... I think I've even got it backwards. I don't really even know where the forks and the knives and the spoons go. Like, I think they say you're supposed to have the fork on the left side. No, I'm right-handed. I want my fork to be on my right side. Why do I have to follow all these silly little manners rules? But I could see that, you know, wiping your nose and your mouth on your sleeve would be a little on the gross side.
Yucky.
It's kind of unattractive. You know, I don't want to look at that while I'm eating dinner. Now that we moved up here to New Hampshire, Mark, from Florida, we get to experience all these new warm clothes and things. And they sell gloves with a little nose wipey thing on them, and that makes sense because. If
they
you're
sell
out
gloves with a nose wipey thing?
Yeah. Well,
I've lived here and I've never even seen those.
I think that he's mistaken some other thing.
Well, Julia told me that's what it is. So she used to live up north. I trust her.
That's a little game she's playing with you.
No, man. There's this little spot on your thumb area, which is a different material from the rest of the glove.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that when you're outdoors in the cold, your nose runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got big, bulky gloves on, and it's really cold out, you don't want to take off your gloves to go and fish around for a tissue, you know, then wipe, and then put the gloves back on. You just wipe on the glove. But, you know, then you're just dealing with a little bit of snot, and it's in a place that's not so conspicuous. So I don't think that that's a big deal, but wiping your mouth on your sleeve?
Yuck.
This is just how crazy some of the suggestions that these global warming conspiracy people are coming up with.
So. Yeah, right. What's next? Imagine if this woman was elected president, or if people took her seriously, and legislation was proposed and passed that somehow, I don't know how they would do it again, legislated the amount of toilet paper you could use. Outrageous. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. A pretty neat email coming up. Your calls as well.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The back at 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free, freetalklive.com.
Give the child in your life financial literacy. Be they son, daughter, or sibling, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066, 800-657-5066.
All right, coming up here, we've got, I just during this break stumbled across a hilarious hit piece on Free Talk Live. Actually, it's not really that funny, but it's funny in that the it's so bad. It's
mm-hmm.
a bad, bad hit piece. So we'll get to that. But first, Free Talk Live positive email from your email box, Mark.
Yep, I've got one here. He would like to remain anonymous, so
okay.
Just getting started. I just wanted to let you know that what you do is really reaching people. I wrote a little about myself here, past and present. I don't know if you'll have time to read this, as I'm sure you're busy, but here it is just the same. Here's my personal story. Until I began listening to your show, I was a very different person. I was very Republican. I wanted a wall on the Mexican border. I felt that shooting them was the correct and necessary action in order to clean up our streets. I wanted to become a cop so that I could catch those damn wetbacks and throw druggies in jail.
Oh, my.
I was very authoritarian-minded and wanted the power of a badge and gun to push people around. Which is common. I believe that a lot of cops think that they're doing the right thing. And
they believe
that
force solves problems.
Yeah, you have to be tough in order, you know, it's tough love, man.
Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do to clean the streets up. I was
You love someone by shooting them? What?
I was with the local police. It's not them. It's loving the nation.
Oh, I see.
Nation's more important.
Right.
I was with the local police department for a few years in their Explorer program and later as an intern. I found a lot of enjoyment in riding with cops, watching them pull over people, minding their own business, and handing them tickets for not wearing a seatbelt.
That'll show them.
Whatever else they could find or make up. I thought it was fun to put kids in handcuffs in the back seats for just smoking some pot. Hey, this is great fun, I thought.
It's true. They get their jollies off of these sorts of things. They really do.
I just wanted to do that job. I was very racist. I hated blacks, Mexicans, Asians, and Jews.
That backs up my supposition that many police officers are the same way, and that's why you see a disproportionate number of blacks and Hispanics in the jail cells of America.
Not a disproportionate amount of Jews, though.
It's harder to identify them. Simply because there are so many people like this, with this mentality of they just hate people for being different, and they've got authority, so they're going to use that to arrest people.
I think there's might be a lot of other things that go into it, but that definitely could be a component.
It's a fact.
I think there's a lot of things that go into it, but it is a component.
If there's a racist behind the wheel of a police car, and he sees two vehicles, both of them are breaking the law, and one's driven by a black man, and the other's driven by a white female, you tell me what his choice will be. Go ahead.
As you can probably guess by process of elimination, I'm white. I hated all of them and thought they were the scum of the earth. I felt they needed to be dealt with, and they were, in some way, undesirable. Just another reason for me wanting to be a cop, as I'd have power over these people. Mm. And you want another thing? A lot of cops felt the same way as I did.
Yep.
That's his statement.
That's from him being on the inside and talking to those guys.
I started listening to your show a few years ago, and in that short time, I've turned myself around into, I think anyway, a principled libertarian. I embrace very much the ideas of freedom and the free market. I give everyone the same chance, no matter what color they are, because colors don't define you. You define yourself.
Wow.
I definitely do not want to be a cop, and yes, I'm moving to New Hampshire as soon as possible.
Awesome.
I wanted you to know that your show and message is reaching people. I was one of the worst, I'd say, and it reached me and changed me into someone respectable. If I can be helped, I think almost anyone can. The message of freedom and liberty helped me to see how small and petty I was and how big I could be. It showed me new doors, new paths on which to embark. Ones, excuse me, I'm choking up.
It is. You're darn good.
Ones that were far more respectable than the one I had been on. For bringing me this message of freedom, I wish to say thank you. It's amazing all the good that can be found in the simple idea of liberty. Oh, and as an amplifier, can you please upgrade me to gold?
Very nice.
Yeah.
He deserves a little bit of this.
Yeah, that's a great email.
What a fantastic story.
Mm-hmm.
That's
one of the things that keep us doing this show, Dinah,
yeah.
too. You know, it's amazing to think that it has this kind of effect, but we get these all the time.
Well, they do come in, and what's more amazing is that they come from all over the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, this guy, and my applause is on loop, we've got this guy who was of the rightist category. He was of the fascist mold, who has had a complete turnaround. And then we've got other listeners who are of the socialist mold.
Yeah, that's where I actually came from.
Avowed socialist. I don't know if you were
avowed
socialist.
I was a confused socialist.
Right. If you were someone who had just graduated from the socialist education
exactly.
system. But I'm talking about an avowed socialist who essentially, you know, was Niall in Utah, who mm-hmm. called in to tell us that he tried his damnedest to logic his way out of the points
right.
that we were making.
I mean, Niall's one of those guys that prides himself on his logic and his ability to reason through things, and we punched so many holes in socialism that, man...
He was reeling. He couldn't...
You just can't. Now, we can definitely talk to that person. We can definitely appeal to people on a logical basis. You know, people that are on a more emotional basis, it's harder. Your formula for that is more difficult. But
right.
I think that we get through to lots of people.
I think anyone who likes logic really is a great candidate to hear the message of freedom and liberty.
Mm-hmm. But even in the case of this gentleman who emailed, his previous positions weren't based on, you know, they certainly weren't based on logic. They were based on emotion, and that
racism,
I hate those people.
No, a lot of racism is actually based on a form of logic.
It's just a flawed form of logic. You're told that these people are bad. Here's some statistical proof, and there you go.
Mm.
It's not difficult. I mean, we've read things on air where you're talking about, what is it? One out of four black men between the ages of, you know, this and that are in jail, on probation. Or
that must mean they're bad.
Yeah, therefore, they are bad.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean, of course, that, the laws are being enforced against them.
Selectively. And by guys like who he used to be and who he encountered at the police departments. And so just an amazing story. 800-259-9231, you know, it really is. And what I thought really was important about that is he pointed out that he'd been listening for a period of time, a mm-hmm. couple of years. These things take time.
Right.
You know, if your friend is of a similar mindset and he doesn't really seem to be moving in the right direction, that's all right. Let him come when he's ready. Because eventually, as more people start coming over to the Liberty Movement, this will become cool. It will become hip to be involved with the Liberty Movement. I might argue it already is. It's just most people don't know that yet.
Yeah, I think younger people, it's easier to get the message across to them in a quicker way. But for some older people like my parents, I'm going through a process very slowly, and they're starting to see over the course of it's been a year now that I've been explaining the philosophy to them, and it is working.
Well, they've just been, you know, they've had more years to solidify their indoctrination. So that's one of the reasons why it's more difficult. Younger people, they've only been indoctrinated for so long, and so it doesn't take as long to reverse it. More on the way, you can take control of the airwaves, bring in whatever you want. Our hit piece is coming up at Free Talk Live.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark.
For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
How are you feeling today? Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. There are over 200,000 posts on the site, and there are 1,300 people interacting on the page or on the bulletin board system, and it's all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk to New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, and attend leadership and activists training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. Again, our website's freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones to Jared in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say I had sort of a similar story as the guy who wrote that email. I don't think I was quite as bad as he was.
You didn't want to be a cop cracking skulls?
No. Well, actually, I did want to be a cop. I came very close to going to police academy, actually. And right around the time I was thinking about that, I started listening to Gardner Goldsmith's show.
Ah.
His first show when he was in Manchester, because I live in the Seacoast area, and
wait, are you in Maine? Oh, hold on a second. Are you in Maine or New Hampshire? List you.
I'm in Maine, but I'm in southern Maine. I'm like right on the border.
I see. Gotcha.
And I was in Kittery at the time that I'm talking about, which is like border.
Right there. So you came across our friend Gardner Goldsmith and his great show Against the Grain, and that helped you out.
Yeah, it really did. I started. The guy before him was a, you know, your typical Republican talking head sort of guy, and they fired him, I guess, and then Gardner came on, and I started listening to his show, and it just started making sense. I just started hearing all these things I'd never heard before, and eventually, it's funny, because you sort of realize, I never thought of myself as being a racist because I wanted to wall Mexico in, but once you start to realize the concepts of freedom and why certain things are are against freedom, against liberty.
Right. Once you apply freedom to the solution to the issue of immigration, the only thing you're left with after that, it seems to me, is bigotry.
Well, right. I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, you could still be. You don't necessarily have to be a racist to be a xenophobe, but it seems to go hand in hand.
Well, here's what I think. I think just it's not necessarily that you're a racist if you're a Republican and you want to keep the so-called illegal immigrants out. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking like that. But once you realize why it's wrong, you sort of realize that it is xenophobic, even if it wasn't necessarily what was going through your head at the time.
Right.
How did you make the jump? I'm just curious. How did you make the jump from Gardner Goldsmith over to Free Talk Live? How did you find Free Talk Live?
I honestly don't remember how I actually found Free Talk Live.
I really don't.
I just started listening, though, and you guys actually sort of took it even further. Because once Gardner moved up north, I couldn't hear his show anymore, and I started listening to your show, and it's sort of given me even more ideas.
So I take it you're a member of the Free State Project. You'll be moving to New Hampshire eventually.
I am, yeah.
Fantastic. Jared, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It sounded like he was saying it was going to be soon.
Yeah,
which is great, because there are a lot of people that are going to be on their way here to New Hampshire within the next 2 years. In fact, I mean, at this point, it's within the next year and a half, basically. By the end of 2008 is when 1,000 people are expected to be in the state. And I would guess we're going to have more than who originally pledged coming sooner rather than later.
Well, because the pledge made it.
Right, the pledge made it. And things are just going to get more and more exciting up here. And the more things happen, the more buzz is going to be created. The more people are going to say, screw this, staying wherever I am. I'm moving to New Hampshire to be part of this movement.
I completely agree. The snowball is starting to roll down the hill. And
I wish that it would have happened. This year would have been last because...
Oh,
man.
This year would have been last?
Right.
We need the reinforcements now.
There was a backlash.
It is going to get a little worse before it gets better.
There was a backlash against the Republicans, as everybody knows, nationwide. So the Democrats got voted in to some majority here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some anti-freedom legislation that's going to slip through the cracks.
It's already started.
There's only 200 free staters in the state at this point, and we simply couldn't handle all of it. I suspect...
We need you.
Yeah, we do, really. Yeah,
there's more reps than there are free staters at this point. It won't stay that way, but for now,
right.
We need the people.
You know, there's going to be people moving here. We're going to have handled it. We're going to get better. But this is essentially the first real... This is certainly my first year in taking a stand for liberty here in New Hampshire. And it's, you know, we're probably going to lose seatbelts and smoking in bars.
Well, we'll find out, and of course, we'll bring in the news.
But I'll tell you, in New Hampshire, the way New Hampshireites are about things, that will guarantee that the Democrats don't get in power for another 100 years.
And hopefully we can roll back.
And it's been 100 years.
Soon too.
I mean, it was basically 100... I might be exaggerating.
So the last time the Democrats were in power...
It's been 87 years, at least.
So the last time they were in power, they were a little bit more liberty-friendly. So we'll keep you informed as to the developments here in New Hampshire. And I would imagine that if the smoking ban passes... that we might see some civil disobedience on that, which could be interesting.
I sure hope so.
Because that hasn't happened, really, in any of the other states. Not much. There have been a few examples here and there. But
some smokeasies popping up.
Yeah. I'd really like to see some just out-and-out civil disobedience on that particular issue if it comes to fruition. Of course, now they're even throwing around the idea of an income tax. I don't know how effective... I don't know if they're actually going to make that happen. I hope they don't. But nonetheless, things will perhaps get a little bit worse before they get better. But the more liberty-loving people that move in here, the more difficult the job for the socialists is going to be. The more likely the socialists, I hope, will just throw in the towel and say, "Yeah, let's move to Vermont."
Vermont's this one state over.
And I was talking about some of the battles that we're going to lose. We're going to win. We have won the Real ID, and there's other areas that I wasn't ready for this particular thing. But we've won quite a few battles here, just with the 200 of us in the state.
Yeah, the level of activism here is amazing. And it's only going to get better.
The level of activism in New Hampshire in general is amazing.
I love pointing out the level of media that we have here in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
In Keene, little, 30,000 people during the day.
You're exaggerating.
No, I thought you said it was 35,000.
It's 35,000 during the day of people moving in. It's a number I've heard, and I like it.
So, we've got a newspaper published by Free Staters.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Free Minds TV, which is Toby's television show. That's on here, and you get recognized all over town, which is amazing.
That's right.
And the production values continue to increase. You guys have done 17 episodes now, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay in getting the last couple online, but they should be up shortly.
Right. I know that there are, I think the online versions get a couple hundred views, which, that's couple hundred people that wouldn't have seen it otherwise. So it's worth putting these shows online. Eric Scott, he's a libertarian now, on the air locally.
I'm sorry to talking about Eric Scott, but is that mostly people that we've sent there, Freaking? Is that mostly
clue. Okay. It's people on YouTube. It could be anybody.
I've gotten a couple emails from people who said they just Googled libertarianism and found our show and such.
Yes.
But I think a lot of them are people going from...
Right. It's tagged where if you Google or if you put Liberty into YouTube, it'll probably come up. So there's Free Minds TV. There's your television show, Mark, which is premiering this week.
Should be.
And we're hoping to get that online on Freekeen as well at freekeen.com so people around the world
can watch it. I don't see why it wouldn't go there.
And so you've got two TV shows now, plus there's also other Liberty things running on that same channel.
We mentioned Eric Scott, but there's two radio shows, two TV shows.
Right.
A newspaper. How much more do you want?
There's
a Liberty. 30,000?
There's a Liberty-friendly reporter at the other paper.
Right.
There was a quote from Larkin Rose, the anti-tax, the tax freedom advocate. There was a quote from him on the front page of the newspaper here, and this newspaper isn't exactly Liberty-friendly, but nonetheless, there's just sort of this general Liberty mentality here that is just something you can't find anywhere else, and can't find this level of Liberty media anywhere.
That's the single biggest issue in dealing with socialists and fascists, is to get them to understand the concepts of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
In New Hampshire, largely, they get it.
Well, they're getting there.
No, I'm not. They haven't moved as far away from it either.
Right, that's true. It's certainly a better starting point for this particular movement. That's why New Hampshire was chosen far and above all the other states. And so if you want to learn more, go to freestateproject.org. Better yet, go to freekeen.com to see what we're up to here locally, because I think it's pretty exciting. More on the way, including the hit piece, coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Where we invite you to enjoy the website all completely free. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you for it. Their sites, we do it for free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support us by going and purchasing some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of whatever it is you buy. So whether it be their huge selection of books, DVDs, office products, or their grocery store, there's 40 categories. Anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a fairly generous percentage of. And so it's a great way to get the shopping done, get the stuff you need for life, and I mean, you're going to buy this stuff anyway. Why bother leaving the house? Why bother, you know, fighting traffic? Why bother going to the store? It's right there, a few clicks away, and Free Talk Live benefits. So, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Hey, have you ever heard of stupid bureaucrats?
I've heard lots about them.
There are plenty of them.
We do the show based on that.
What about them?
Well, we've had a little bit of a problem with stupid bureaucrats in the embassy in Beijing. My wife's parents are trying to come over to visit. And it's not like they haven't been here before. They've made probably 6 trips in the last 10 years to come over here, or 13 years. And so they've been here several times. And they've always gotten a visa without too much trouble, although they do make you go down in person and apply and, you know, wait in line. And it usually takes an all-day process to get a visa to come visit the United States. Well, now, this last time, they granted my wife's father visa on the first trip down there. But my wife's mother, they said, no, you have to come back and bring a bunch of supporting paperwork. And what they needed financial statements from myself and my wife and a whole bunch of other ridiculous papers they wanted, tax returns, all this garbage, just for them to get a visa to come over and visit. So we mailed all that over there. It took about 2 weeks. And then, of course, they're worried about whether she's going to get approved and all this garbage. She had to go all the way back to Wuhan, which is an overnight train trip, and all the way back to Beijing, which is another overnight train trip back.
They just love doing this stuff. They love putting up all these hurdles for people to jump through.
Because they just don't want you to do any. They don't want to have to do the work. And somebody thought it would be a great idea to control this.
Right. It's all a control scheme is all it is. They just want to exercise their control over you. That's the old saying that absolute power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. These people got a little tiny bit of power, and they push you around like you're some kind of worm, you know?
Well, you know that it's not just China. It's actually going on in Canada as well.
And America.
Now America requiring passports in order to re-enter the country. And I know we're going to be talking about this with Julia one of these Fridays, as she's planning on going up to see a musical performance up in Canada, essentially a big party, a big rave, and there are new rules, or I guess the rules are a little bit old, but they're being enforced now, allegedly, that say that if you've got a conviction in America, then you have to go through this incredibly just onerous process where you have to get an FBI crime report on yourself, which of course takes 6 to 8 weeks in order to get. You've got to get this FBI crime report. You've got to get the bureaucracy that originally charged you with the crime that you had. In her case, it's, you know, marijuana possession. But, you know, you've got to get the original bureaucracy to show evidence that you were charged and convicted and, you know, and serve time, and that you're not on probation, and you've got to file a $170 application fee. That's just the application fee. It doesn't guarantee you're going to actually get approved.
And it doesn't matter what the crime is either. I went up to Canada with my friends a couple of years back and turned away because one of them had a DWI about 6 years prior.
Really?
To
that. So they did check you. They are checking people.
Oh, yeah. They have been before, so.
Well, one of the tricks they use for this checking thing, and Gina, I'm sorry that everybody's walking all over you, is one of the tricks is the first thing they do is ask you, have you ever been convicted of such and such?
Mm.
This is what happened to me at the Canadian border. I wouldn't have had any problem at all if I would have just answered to that question. And repeat after me, everybody in the audience, have you ever been convicted of a crime? No. Just say no.
But then you could be convicted of lying.
No,
them.
There's no lying conviction, Ian.
Yeah. But these people that are giving my wife's parents the hard time are U.S. bureaucrats. They're not Chinese.
God. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the Chinese government.
No, because you have to go to the U.S. embassy to get your visa to come to the United States.
Oh.
And it's the U.S. idiot bureaucrats that are making it so hard for people to come here to visit. Now, it's not like these people are young teenagers that might get married and get pregnant.
Right.
They're old, retired people coming over here to visit family.
Amazing.
Now, the stupid part of this whole thing is that these bureaucrats are chasing Chinese tourists out of this country. Now, there's a lot of rich Chinese over there that are, they're up-and-coming, affluent Chinese, and they're looking for places to go vacation. Guess where they're going?
Elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere.
America's already having problems based on their relationship around the world, and
right.
This is really what we need now.
It's not just China. We've reported that, they're doing this all over the world, and they're making it more difficult, and more travelers, both business and recreational travelers, are just saying, screw this, I'm going to Australia land or somewhere else.
A lot of the Chinese are getting a British visa and going to London, and from London, due to the EU... Now they can just drive from one state to the other without
a train. Sure.
It's just like driving from Colorado to California.
Yep.
So
Gene,
now,
it's a sad situation that's hurting the tourism industry already in America, and eventually that's going to come down to bite the rest of us, and it's sick. And thanks, and let us know if they ever actually make it through the bureaucratic morass.
She got approved yesterday, finally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was the whole thing. She finally went down there, and they asked her three questions and said, boom, you're approved. They didn't even look at any of the stupid paperwork they asked for.
God.
Amazing. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Figures that it would be the U.S. bureaucracy. So here's the hit piece that I just happened to discover during the show tonight. It's kind of it's a little incoherent, but here we go. From Zionist Anti-Communist. So here is Genesis Communication Network, a Western leftist faux rightist propaganda outlet defending the likes of Tokyo Rosie O'Donnell, which, by the way, we did not defend on our show. I think Rosie's a sicko, big government freak. Now, what the Genesis Communications Network, which, by the way, is the network that we're on, that the radio stations pick us up off of, is promoting are the likes of faux rightist conspiracy monger Alex Jones and other sorts of themes on how America is under a Nazi dictatorship while pays very little attention to the military pact between former Soviet Russia and Communist China. The symbol on the left of my blog is that of Free Talk Live, which is also linked with Genesis Communications Network, to where Free Talk Live has invited the likes of Cindy Sheehan to often make her anti-American statements.
Often? We've been on the air for going on 5 years. She's been on once. That's often?
And she was on for 10 minutes, one of our shortest interviews of all time.
Okay.
So you'll figure out what this guy's doing to for his research here in a few moments. To often make her anti-American statements, and it's also linked with the faux rightist Republican Liberty Caucus. Faux rightists, Mark.
Well, what is faux rightist?
I don't know.
He's just making that crap up.
It's also linked with Ron Paul and the pro-Soviet Justin Raimondo.
Okay, Ron Paul, he says nothing about. Who is Justin Raimondo?
Justin Raimondo is the guy behind antiwar.com, which is a really great website resources against war. It should also be of note that Free Talk Live is also supportive of legalizing marijuana, something to which CFR member George Soros is backing.
Okay. I don't know who George... I know who George Soros
is. He's an evil billionaire.
Yeah, he has a lot of money, and Republicans don't like him. George Soros has given none to me, I can assure you.
Where's my cut?
Please. George Soros, write me a check. We will legalize marijuana. But the thing is he's really understating it here. I don't want to legalize marijuana. I want to legalize all drugs.
Right. It's clear this guy has never listened to the show. In fact, we're short on time, but let me continue with a hit piece. He's got firm links. The Free Talk Live has firm links with the Marijuana Party of Canada and the Libertarian Party of Canada. Really? I understand he's getting most of his information just by looking at our website, but where are those links on our website? Is he pulling that from the wiki page? Is that on our wiki page? I don't know. Anyway, along with establishing links with the Libertarian Party of the USA, what else about Free Talk Live is that it gave a platform for Jack Thompson, who calls for government intervention against violent video games and has attacked the reason why the Beltway snipers did what they did on video games, something that should certainly expose the Libertarian Party and, along with Free Talk Live and GCN, to be a faux rightist, as well as promoters of openly leftist ideals. And then he goes on to talk about how we're supporting Jack Thompson.
We're not.
Try listening to the interview, Jack Ball.
There are so many contradictions in that.
He just doesn't have
Jack these. Thompson is the only interviewee who's ever hung up on Free Talk Live because we pissed him off so much. Anyway, just a miserably put-together hit piece and just shoddy work. And, of course, I left a comment, which he has to approve. We'll see if he does it. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.